These guys is greedy, man. They're greedy. They led the league last year in turnovers, you know, and I don't know how many turnovers they have this year so far, but just basing off of what they did last year, we know that this is a takeaway team. They like to get the ball in their defensive hands, give it to the offense. Offense basically has very few turnovers from last year, and I think they're continuing the same thing this year. As far as the cornerbacks go, really excited about these guys, man, playing a lot of press man-to-man. And, you know, we got to be aware of the different coverages that they run, you know, having guys pressed up, but they can be in different type looks, you know. So we have to really study hard this week and be prepared for it.
Do you expect to see, you always get a lot of attention, but do you expect to see any more attention from the defense considering last week's game?
I have no idea. I have no idea how these guys are going to play me. I think the last time I played them was in 2009, maybe, when I was with the Steelers. So I really don't have no clue on how these guys are going to play me this week. But in all actuality, you know, I think the game plan that we have in front of us is really going to have us prepared for what their defense is going to do.
Mark said there were moments on Sunday where it felt like, you know, your first year with the Jets almost as far as how good your chemistry was. Do you feel like you guys are getting back to that point again?
I think the practice preparation, you know, the things that we do during the off time when the defense is probably on the field or when we're doing special teams, you know, it's how much time he and I spend together on the sideline just talking or just working on the routes that we have in practice that we didn't connect on, you know, during the time that we had practice. The extra meeting time that we have after practice every day, you know, I think those things are really starting to come into factor for both of us.
What kind of led to that relationship kind of rebuilding, coming off what happened last year, to where you guys are now, where you can kind of improvise and be on the exact page as you were last week?
I wouldn't call it a rebuilding stage because from the moment I walked in, you know, I believed that Mark Sanchez was going to be, you know, our guy, and I was going to be the guy, you know, to be beside him 100%. And it's just starting to, you know, 3 years has been a long time running together. And, you know, you just kind of find that knack for each other and have a better understanding on how things, you know, can be done on both ends. You know, whether he's placing the ball outside with the technique of a defender playing me inside. He's throwing the ball low when the safety's coming to make a tackle. He's putting the ball on the outside. You know, however those things work, he's getting a better feel for how I play the game and how we should play the game together.
You said you guys kind of freestyled a little bit on a play in the second half against the Dolphins, where as it was drawn up, it had you running a particular route, but it said it would have led you right into the defense. You would have possibly thrown a pick, and you were kind of on the same page, and it was just nothing communicated, but he knew what you were thinking. Then you sat in the zone. Do you remember that play and what happened on that?
Oh, yeah, I remember it exactly. You just go out and have fun, man. In the heat of the battle, sometimes plays are going to be called, and you have to know what to do in those situations. And I think Coach Sperano trusts me as a 7-year veteran receiver that I would get the job done no matter what. And he didn't want to make any type of exception for me changing the route or doing something different during that play. But in the heat of the battle, he understood that only thing that mattered was the catch. And the type of coverage that they had called for us, the route was not the right call for me to run in that coverage. And I just found a way, you know, to get open for Sanchez once I saw him, you know, scrambling in the backfield.
When did that play happen? Which quarter?
If I talk about those plays, man, that's going to give insight to the other teams and the things that we do versus their coverage. So we can't talk about those.
Antonio, is there anything you guys can do as a collective group of wide receivers to cut down on the drops?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Was there anything in practice? I mean, you do anything extra when you have a game where you have some drops?
Anything happens to drop the ball. You can get your finger jammed. Ball can be too high. Ball can be thrown too low. Defender get his hand in there and knock the ball down. Anything can happen. You know, you count drops if you exactly get your hands on the ball and the ball goes through. You count those as drops, not what everybody else see as a drop pass in our book.
Tom, how can you guys on offense help Joe McKnight, make that transition? I mean, is there anything on his wideouts that you can kind of tell him that, you know, look for that you guys do? I mean, is there any way to help him with that transition?
As of right now, he got a lot of learning to do, you know. I think that's a complicated defensive scheme that he's going into, and his job is to just learn as much as he can as of right now. I'm pretty sure he has a lot of background and experience in playing defensive back, or else, you know, you can't make that change from a professional running back to a professional defensive back. I think with the experience and the coaches trust him that he can get the job done. You know, I'm excited to see him get over there on that side of the ball and hope he can contribute, you know, for Revis as much as he can.
Is there obligation more? Is there more obligation on the offense now that the defense is missing player, a dominant player?
I don't think so. I think our job is just go out and do what we do. If we can put more points on the board, if we can keep the defense off the field and sustain drives of 90 yards, 80 yards, 70 yards, or however many yards it is, and 13, 14 play drives, I think it gives our defense an advantage to just sit back and relax a little bit and go out and play football.
So, Tony, how do you explain the large amount of flags you've drawn in the last 2 weeks against opposing quarterbacks?
I don't know, man. I think it's Coach Sanjay, man. He's just telling me to play fast. He studied a lot of film on me from the moment he walked in, and that's all we've been talking about. How can number 10 play faster than what he plays? And I think just playing faster and being smarter, you know, knowing I got an advantage with the stride length, my speed, the quickness, my ability to catch over these defensive backs, that these guys are going to play to their advantage, and I would rather take the penalty if I was a defensive back than to give up a big play by number 10.
It sounds like the regular refs might be back soon. Is that something you're looking forward to?
It really doesn't make a difference who's out there calling. We can have guys, you know, off the streets just come in and call plays, call fouls and or whatnot on the football field. It's according to what we do, how well we execute them. And me as a receiver, my job is to continue getting open, drawing penalties, you know, no matter what. And I think these guys are just going to have a lot more respect for the way that the replacements refs have been calling the game and see it a little bit better on their end, you know, from sitting back home and watching these calls. So, who's to say what's going to happen once these guys come back? I'm excited that, you know, a deal can get done for these guys and hope to see them on the field soon.
Does a penalty feel as good as a catch? Do you feel like you've still done your job?
I honestly don't like them, but I know it helps the team out as much as it can. You know, any moment when you're catching a ball in the end zone and you get a flag drawn, you don't want that running back to be on the 1 yard line and steal your touchdown. You know, I'm sorry. Like I don't get excited about that. But I'm excited for the team. But me personally, I'd rather make that catch in the end zone than have a penalty drawn on me.
Is it something you keep track of? I mean, do you know whether you're drawing a lot of penalties from 1 year to the next? You know.
Not at all. I mean, this year has just happened to come about. You know, these are some things that's just been noticeable. It's really messed with my catches. I can honestly say that. Is keeping them down, you know, by having the penalties being drawn. But if we can keep stats on penalties, you know, per game, per player, I think those yards will add up if we can add them into our receiving yards, you know, because they really do count. You know, they really do hurt the receivers' average and or whatnot and how they play in their performance, you know, when you're drawing so many penalties. You don't get opportunity to get any catches that way.
Do you talk to the refs and say, hey, you know, this guy's doing this to me, can you watch for it? And just let them know, not persuade a call, but just let them know that you think someone's doing something.
We leave that up to the coaches. We go to the sideline. We talk to our coaches as much as we can about what's going on the field and the situations. And we leave it up to the coaches. Like my receiver coach, I think he talks to the refs enough to let them know, you know, when things aren't going well for us as receivers, or if the defensive back is doing something different that they're not paying attention to. He mentions it. You know, and I'm pretty sure every other receiver coach around the NFL does the same thing.
Antonio, does it take a certain quality in a quarterback? If a guy is struggling for three quarters, but yet at the end he can put that aside and still make a few winning plays, obviously I'm referring to Mark in last game, but is it a certain quality that a guy has? You've probably been around quarterbacks who maybe didn't have that quality. Maybe what does Mark have?
I think it's just the comfort. You know, once you get comfortable in the game and you get a few completions here and there, I think the mindset changes, the attention to detail changes, the focus of the game, you know, just it starts to flow with it. And I'm pretty sure every quarterback has their days where they're up first quarter and they're down by third quarter. But I think it's a course of a game that four quarters, you know, you play to the end of the game. And no matter what happens during the course of the game, we're just satisfied with the results at the end.
You've been a lot of games with him, San Antonio, where he has proven that in the fourth quarter that if he hasn't played well for three quarters, that you know that you can still rely on him. You get that trust in the fourth quarter, regardless of how he's played to that point, that you know that ball can really deliver.
I think it's more so being in the game at any particular time. Say if we're close in the game, we know all it takes is one play, you know, to make all the difference in football. And there's one play that can change a game. So during the course of a game, you play to your strengths as if one play makes it better. The next play makes it even better. And you continue stacking those plays up on top of each other. We're good? Thank you.